just wait on the crest of a wave her angels inflame. She has no pain. Like a child, she is pure, she is not to blame.
Not feeling so good today?
Who?
Mr. Magoo.
Oh, no, sad, poor Mr. Magoo.
What makes you feel better when you're sick?
Medicine!
I heard medicine! And that's what we're going to talk about today. Medicine. Now, can anyone tell me what this is?
A pill!
That's right. Pills make us feel so much better when we're sick.
My mommy says pills can hurt you.
Oh, not if you follow the prescribed FDA regulations.
What's FDA?
Oh, good question, Sally. FDA stands for Food and Drug Administration. Who knows how a pill gets approved by the FDA? There are three steps to the FDA approval process. The first step, the scientist has to invent a pill that makes people better. The second step, the scientist needs to test the pill on lots and lots of people. And the third step, if the pill works, the scientist sends the test results to the FDA for approval!
Why can't the FDA do the testing?
The FDA doesn't have the money or the resources to do the testing.
Couldn't the scientists just lie about the test results?
Now, Jimmy, why would a scientist lie about test results?
To make lots of money.
Okay, but that's why we have the FDA, to stop scientists from lying.
What if the scientists promise the FDA some of the money?
Like a bribe?
Yeah!
No, 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 no. The FDA would never accept a bribe.
How do you know?
You know what? I think Mr. Magoo is feeling better. Oh, I hear him purring.
Oh, I feel good. The pill made me feel all better.
Is Mr. Magoo addicted to pills now?
What does addicted mean?
My dad says my mom is addicted to Quaaludes.
Okay. And...
I'm
Thomas Paine podcast on a Tuesday. Folks, kind of a crazy day out there, right? It's it's giddy. I told you folks yesterday, I told you it was going to be a wild week. Folks, continue to question where this information comes from. I'll tell you, it's more of a feeling than anything else. And there's a lot to talk about tonight. Everybody is talking about the FBI raiding Mar-a-Lago and Trump's house. Boy, you forgot about this so fast, didn't you?
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be.
87,000 more IRS agents for you and me. Because they're the tax man.
Because I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
So, I mean, that was easy. That was easy. You guys forgot all about that. Now you're enraged. People are talking about a civil war. Okay. And so many people are asking me my opinion. You folks don't know my opinion of what's going on by now? Let me help you. I'll break it down for you. Very, very simple terms, especially in key times we're living in. And many of us don't have a safety net to make mistakes and fuck up. Usually that relates to finances, right? The government has taken away so many of our ability to land softly, or when you make a mistake, you have a little nest egg to land on so you don't crack your spine, your clavicle, etc., your head. There is no net for millions of Americans. I would say hundreds of millions of Americans, but I don't want to be too aggressive, I guess. Don't be distracted by the circus. Instead, prepare to figure a way around getting locked down again in September. Or get lost in the freak show. That's my advice. And make no doubt about it, the freak show and the circus. As I said last week, the circus has reached about 3 rings, and now we are running a 3-ring circus. Where's my clip?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
It's stunning to watch so-called conservative pundits and influencers suddenly realize that the FBI and the Justice Department are corrupt. Like it's the... Well, they know that to a certain extent. What they're going to do now is they're going, this is going to be a big boom for them. Because, you know, most people have checked out with these fucking liars. Little Derek and the Dominoes. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. So these guys have lied to you for so long, influencers, media types, and they've been down and out. But now, man, they'll be fueled by this. Civil war! Banana Republic! They're back. The grifters are back. They have their tin cups out. Paint, what's your story, man? Are you going to give us an analysis? I am giving you a fucking analysis. I'm giving you a 30,000-foot view to save you the trouble of going down this fucking rabbit hole at a crucial time in our history. Fuck everybody else. Our history. Ourselves and our families. And this is a fucking fantastic time for you to shrink your world real fast. And tune out the idiots. Tune out the freak show. Tune out the distractions. Tune out the narrative. Tune out the players. Tune out the spin. Otherwise, you're just going to get played. So nobody loves you when you're down and out. Well, these grifters know that on both sides. And when I see people on social media, we're recording late because I wanted to see how some of this played out, talking about a civil war. Oh, really? A civil war? Because Trump's house got raided by the FBI? What, civil war for what? You still haven't figured this out, have you? About the protection racket? About the elites? About the big club they have? And we're not in it, by the way.
So who are you going to fight? You're going to fight because Trump's house got raided? Of course, I'm talking to the collective. I know many of the folks listening to this show and watching this show get it. But you didn't want to have a civil war? When they put a mask on your kid? When they separated him from his classmates, her classmates? They had to sit on buckets to eat lunch outside in many cases. With their backs to their classmates, they weren't allowed to talk. They had to stay 6-10 feet from each other. I just discovered the depth of miseducation of America. There was this guy, Robert Mars, and he had quite a career during the American Revolution, including hiring Thomas Paine to help unite the colonies. But basically, he used the power of economic freedom to win the war, while the slave power barked at his heels and the British Empire banged on the door. The book I'm talking about proves that America wasn't founded on slavery, but on economic freedom. The New York Times might not like that, but this book, Robert Morris, Inside the Revolution, has over 2,000 endnotes to prove it. Now we can learn how Mars championed free markets in the face of shortages. When hyperinflation hit, Mars supported a silver-based currency. He ran an international spy network, and he smuggled tea and weapons. He set the course of America's foreign relations in a way that lasted 70 years. He ran the Continental Navy, and he had an interest in 250 privateer vessels. And he didn't just take his winnings home. One year, he personally put up more for the war than all the states combined. He coordinated the French fleet and Washington's arrival at Yorktown. He got rid of religious test laws and signed all three founding documents. Later, he lost his fortune with bad real estate investments. When his political opposites, the slave power, won the election of 1800, they focused on their futures, not his past successes. Instead, if they mentioned him at all, they cast him as a bankrupt. Read all about this and more in Robert Morris, Inside the Revolution. It's available online, your favorite online bookstores. Also, for listeners of the Thomas Paine podcast, you can go to paine.tv/Morris directly for a link for the book. That's paine.tv/Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. You didn't have a civil war for that. Didn't have a civil war when they took your freedom away, locked you down in your fucking house. Didn't have a civil war for that. They took your business away, threatened to shit can you, cancel your career and your whole fucking life if you didn't put poison from Big Pharma into. You didn't have a civil war for that. Took your savings account, wiped it out. Your 401k is now 4k. You didn't have a civil war for that. What else? They trashed your business? You went and applied for a loan, a PPP loan. You didn't get it. Because too many goddamn criminals were being granted money. And that was a setup to reward criminals and political fucking attachés, political pawns, political payoffs, right? You didn't get any money from the government to save your business, so they had to shut that down. There's no civil war there. Then they came, and they're still coming for the kids to put needles into them. Kids are getting myocarditis. They're having problems. Brain bleeds. Blood clots. Pericarditis. And so on. Some of them are just dying. These are your kids, your grandkids, your nieces and nephews. You didn't have a civil war for that. Guess what? There's not going to be any civil war. This country doesn't have the balls to have a fucking civil war. Plain and simple. Because if you didn't fucking get off your ass for that, you're certainly not going to get off your ass for anything else. So let's just break this down. Don't be distracted by the circus. I will repeat it. Instead, prepare to figure a way around getting locked down again in September. Or get lost in the freak show. When you're down, down. So what are we supposed to do? Well, I'm right here with you, stuck in the middle. We're all stuck in the middle. I'm telling you folks what to do. Plain and simple, we're going to revisit this momentarily. Shout out to the folks on Pain.tv and the Pain.tv app. I know exactly how this is going to play out politically, and you should know by now as well. And that's why you should avoid it at all costs, because it really doesn't have any goddamn bearing on your life. Now, where food is becoming scarce, where the price of food, the price of fuel, and there's so many different things that have come in here in the last 2 weeks that we haven't even gotten to yet. All kind of intel. We're doing a hot wire right after this show. I'm going to do another hot wire tomorrow. There's so much we have to get to and so many things to tell folks out there. Disturbing stuff. And, of course, these things that are happening now are a distraction away from the things that really can haunt all of us if we're not paying attention. And I implore people to pay attention. And we're going to try to stick to that. Stick to instructing people to do just that because it's so important. Hotwire is the top tier on Pain.tv, so you want to buckle up and get some real intel and put it in your back pocket to see where kind of the state of the union is. It's not good. They try to distract you at every turn, and they're doing that. It's only a matter of time before, where's the tweet somebody just sent me from Kevin McCarthy in the House? This is so fucking predictable. This is a game. You understand? This is a game. Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. I've seen enough. The Department of Justice just reached an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. When Republicans take back the House, we will conduct immediate oversight of this department. Follow the facts and leave no stone unturned. Attorney General, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. Who said the fucking Republicans are going to take back the House? It's the first time McCarthy said anything about that. A little late, buddy. The election is weeks away. And now you're going to start the plot to take back the House? You've done such a shitty job of it. Let's break this down. And then I want to get rocking and rolling. We got a hell of a show for you again. Vernon Coleman, Dr. Vernon Coleman at the end. He has a new video. I interviewed Dr. Vernon Coleman. That's upcoming. If you're on Hotwire, that's coming a lot faster than you're going to see it anywhere else. So much intel coming in here. It's really a clearinghouse. We're all stuck in the middle. I'm stuck in the middle with you. You're stuck in the middle with me. But not a bad place to be if you understand the playing field. And we'll try to explain that to you again. And everybody's jazzed up and fired up, right? How has your life changed? I say this all the time, right? How has your life changed, right? We still have fucking big concerns for the fall. And the fall is right around the corner. Okay? You have until about September 21, September 22 to get your head out of your, you know what, because they're going to pull some bullshit. And this is just another parlor trick to keep you distracted. So, I talk about a protection racket on here. I talk about a lot of different things. There's four or five really main columns or tenets of the entire show. One is, it's us versus them. The haves versus the have-not. And many of the things you see on a daily basis are scripted, and they're just plain out bullshit to keep you distracted, keep you off kilter, divide and conquer, etc. And folks are playing right into their hands talking about a civil war. How would that even go down? Think about it. How would the civil war go down? You get dopes on Fox talking about this. This is it. This is a banana republic. You're just noticing that this is the way it's been. No, you've known it for a long time. These people just will seize on the opportunity. They want to make money. The influencers, the journalists, whatever. They want to make money. They want to get you all fucking hepped up. The contention here is one of the main tenets of this show is that they don't give two shits about us. None of them do. So you think Trump cares about you? Okay. A statement that he released today about the raid on his house. He was not home. That's what the feds tell us. He wasn't even there. Which is a good thing, because I've had my house raided twice by the feds, and it's not good to be here. The dopes over at the Dope Way Pundit said there are 100 FBI agents who raided. I was laughing. Certainly not 100. Our folks say there's about 25 to 32, somewhere in that range. 100 fucking agents. I tell you, that idiot over there who runs that place, he should be in a padded room. The Dope Way Pundit. He's a fucking menace. He couldn't print his name and get it right. I always laugh when these guys claim to have federal sources. They fuck everything up left and right. But it doesn't even matter. Trump's statement, let me crank it up. It was laughable. And I'll tell you why. Now, you folks know that I've pivoted away from the stupidity, from the MAGA hive mind a long time ago. Because it wasn't fucking working out for anybody. Especially after they led those poor bastards down the down a dark alley on January 6th. Many of them are still locked up. And it's unbelievable what they did to those people. So Trump got a little taste of, just a little taste of what those, some of what those people went through. And it's not pretty. Trump says Hillary Clinton, this is in his statement. Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. Hillary Clinton was allowed to delete and acid wash 33,000 emails after they were subpoenaed by Congress. Absolutely nothing has happened to her to hold her accountable. She even took antique furniture and other items from the White House. Well, that's ancient history. That's back in the 90s. But the key lesson here, the key term is absolutely nothing has happened to hold her accountable. That's your fault, Trump. You said you were going to lock her up. You certainly could have locked her up for a number of different things. You didn't lock her up. Your FBI directors were clowns. Clowns. And you appointed them. You never fired Ray. If he wasn't doing what you wanted him to do, you should have shit-canned him. Or is there something bigger here that we don't realize? Perhaps, as I say many times, there are no Republicans and there are no Democrats. And I just said a day ago that the GOP is basically dead if they can't carry the House. Flip the House, flip the Senate after all this disaster. Record high inflation. If they can't flip the House and flip the Senate, then the GOP is dead and it's not coming back. And I think that's could be the case, what we're looking at right now. And then all these Democrats came in 2016 pretending that they were Republicans in the Trump administration, obviously with the a focused intent to trash the GOP. And the GOP is in fucking chaos. If they can't muster up the votes to take the House back in the Senate with all the suffering and all the pain we're going through right now, then the entire fucking operation, including January 6th, QAnon, was to ruin the GOP. Because there really is only one party in D.C. It's the Uniparty. And the GOP stands around, and they let the Dems do whatever the fuck they want, because they're all in on it. They're not all in on it? Oh, okay. I'll give you an example. That's what I do. I say things, and then I back it the fuck up. Let's go to the videotape. Let me tell you about this. This is Trump's inaugural lunch from his inauguration in 2017, after the 2016 election. This is the day, the afternoon after he was inaugurated. And he has a big lunch in the Capitol. And don't forget, he ran on the locker. Let's lock her up. Yeah, lock her up. Lock Hillary up, right? And now he's complaining about her.